Calgary police say they have charged a youth with second-degree murder in the death of a teen whose body was found in a suburban greenspace last week. Police say emergency crews were called last Wednesday to the Arborlake neighborhood for reports of an injured person. There, they found the body of 16-year-old Jal Akor Jal. Police say the homicide unit canvassed the neighborhood to collect any CCTV footage, spoke with potential witnesses and worked closely with Jal's family and friends. They say a search warrant was executed Tuesday at a home and a male youth was taken into custody. The suspect, who cannot be named under the Youth Criminal Justice Act, is scheduled to appear in court Thursday. We would like to thank Jal's family, friends and his community for trusting us to find answers. We could not have done this without their help, and without the help of the residents of Arbor Lake, Homicide Unit Staff Sergeant Sean Gregson said in a news release Wednesday. While we are thankful we are able to bring answers to his family, this is a sad conclusion to an already tragic event. A statement from Jal's family earlier this week said he was a respectable, polite, kind young man. His presence would light up the whole room when he entered. His soul was so pure, the family statement said. Jal was so loving and thoughtful. He did very little to make everyone smile because he was naturally a friendly and affectionate person. They said he lived with his grandmother, who they described as needing emotional attention. He would be the first to say good morning, and the first to comfort her when she was feeling heartbroken and in physical pain. The statement said Jal would always check up on his father, who is in a wheelchair, and bring comfort and reassurance that he will be okay. Jal would regularly check up on his mother who is currently living in Lethbridge, the statement said. He would ask how her day was going and see about her health, telling her how he couldn't wait for Christmas so he could get all the brand name accessories. The family said Jal was on the basketball team at St. Francis High School and aspired to play the sport in the United States. This tragedy has broken so many people's hearts. We never saw this day coming. No one is ever prepared for such pain of losing their child. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 6, 2022. The Canadian Press.